Let us open our Bible. We read one verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 16. Okay, let us read together this message. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. 1, 2, 3. For ye have preached the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for I am under compulsion. For woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. Let's pray together. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the message that you remind us. We pray that Holy Spirit come upon us so we can understand this message. And of course, we can do it in our life. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Last night, Pastor Nate sent a message to me. Pastor Slamet, can you do EMP this morning? And as a soldier, I always said yes. Yeah. So, and then after that, I opened my sermon, and I want to share about the character of ambassador of God. I'm doing a series of preaching for Phoebe's sister about sharing the gospel or evangelism. Last week, I preached about this verse, and then this week, I will talk about character, and then next week, I will talk about the reward of the ambassador of God. So, one series. Of course, at the last, I will speak about how to share gospel for Muslim people. So, why I put this first when I prepare the message about sharing the gospel? Because Paul said, very sharp, for who is me if I do not preach the gospel? I think every believer needs to put this verse in mind. So evangelism is a lifestyle. Who is me if I do not preach the gospel? Paul said something different with many Christians. Many Christians just think about fellowship with God, blessing, and many things. But Paul said, who is me if I am not preach the gospel? Why Paul said about this message? I think at least there are four reasons. One, he saved by the gospel. Paul is a Parisian, and also he was very strong with his religion. But after he met Jesus, he left his religion and he understand that salvation only in Jesus. That's why if he believed salvation only in Jesus, but he didn't preach out, then he said, who is me? We also have same faith. We know that salvation only in Jesus, but sometimes we do not share to other people. That's why Paul said, who is me? Because he know that saved by gospel, but he didn't preach it. That's the first reason. Second reason, gospel is the good news for sinner. That's why Jesus come. If we read four book of gospel, I mean Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we can see that they always start with, this is the gospel. This is the gospel about Jesus Christ. And at the end, talk about how Jesus died for sinner. The word of gospel, if we read from the Greek Bible, we know that this word comes from two words, you and angelion. You mean good, angelion mean message. So gospel means good message. why the gospels, the meaning of gospel is good message? Because in this message, people can know how to get saved. People can save by believe Jesus Christ. That's why I said gospel is the good news for the sinner. So Paul wants to tell us, if you have good news but you didn't share out, then you are not a good man. Because our life is a sharing life. I mean, when we get something good, then we need to share to someone. In Old Testament, there are one good example. There was famine at that time, and then nobody had food. At the same time, there are four beggars. They go out, and then they find a lot of food. After they find a lot of food, one of them said among them, "We have food, but there are many people outside. They don't have food. Let us share and then tell them where we get the food." So after they share, and people come to take the food, and then they save. So this example want to tell us, if we know that the gospel is the good news for the sinner, then we need to share for other people. That's the second point. The third point, gospel is the treasure that 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16, sorry. Gospel is the treasure for everybody through us. I repeat again. Gospel is a treasure for everybody through us. So, we are the ambassador of God. God used us to share the gospel for everybody. And the fourth, of course, if we read Mark chapter 16, verse 15, then we know that Jesus said, "Preach the gospel for everyone." This is the great commandment. Before Jesus left disciple, he said, "Preach the gospel." With all this reason, brothers and sisters, Paul said, "For who is me if I do not preach the gospel?" Keep in mind, for who is me if I do not preach the gospel? If you have same mind with me and with Paul this morning, I mean, four reasons. Number one, we saved by the gospel. Gospel is good news for sinner. Gospel is the treasure that God gives to us for everybody. And the last one, preach the gospel is great commandment. Then we can see and we can say, "For who is me if I do not preach the gospel?" Second part. Many people said to share the gospel for unbeliever is very, very difficult. I try to look at the Bible. Who is the guy who shared the gospel? Number one, I give you example. Andrew, brothers of Peter. Andrew and Peter. Who is Sunday school teacher in this room? No one? Was Sunday school teacher? If we compare between Andrew and Peter, Andrew is a simple guy. Andrew is a simple guy. You can search from the Bible. One day, there are some Greek people want to see Jesus. And then these Greek people come to see Philip. And then Philip bring these Greek people to Jesus. That's Andrew. And then if we see another verse from the Bible, Andrew bring Peter come to Jesus. So Andrew is a man who shared the gospel one by one. So we call this one is a personal evangelism. We cannot find in the Bible he preached. He just bring people one by one. Very simple. That's Andrew. Another example, Peter. Peter, how he shared the gospel. If we read from the book of Acts, we can see that Peter is a good revivalist. When he preached, 3,000 people believed Jesus Christ. How big the stadium for 3,000 people? I'm looking for big place for Indonesian combined service, and very difficult to find a church more than who has 1,000 seat. Only ICA have it. Peter can preach for 3,000 people. I mean the audience more than 3,000. So Peter is a good preacher, revival meeting preacher. That's Peter. Another person is Paul. I never see that Paul preach for a lot of people. But Paul is very expert in explain the gospel for unbeliever. For example, we can see from the book of Acts chapter 17, when Paul shared to the people at Athens, how he defends his faith and then shared for many people. Paul shared the gospel for Athens people. Paul also shared to the king of Felix. Paul also shared to many people. So this guy, he used his knowledge and ability to share the gospel. But don't forget, brothers and sisters, in Old Testament, we can find one small helper from Israel, and then share the good news to the Naaman, and then bring the Naaman come to Elisha, because at that time Naaman was sick and then get leprosy. So there are many people share the gospel, start from simple, and then some is very expert, and the other can preach the gospel. With this all example, brother and sister, I want to tell you, you and me can do it. I'm like Peter and Paul. I can preach for 1,000 people, and I also can debate to share the gospel. But some people, like small helper, she just said, in my village, there is a prophet of God who can heal your illness. Very simple. In the Bible, God used simple people, but God also used special people. As long you have three things in your heart. What is three things in your heart? Number one, you need to have compassion for unsaved people. Let us open Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. Matthew chapter 9, 36. Seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a sheep. Jesus has compassion. Of course, we also need to have compassion for unbeliever. If we using MTR, in rush hour, we can see so many people in the train. What do you think, or what is in your mind when you see these old people? You may see, oh, Hong Kong government need to add more train so that in rush hour, we don't need stand like this. Yeah, people like me need more space, a little bit bigger. Huh? Yeah, you can have this kind of thinking. But as a believer, you also need to have compassion to see them. Last night, I bring clothes to laundry, and then in the laundry place, I see the sister who collect the clothes. He sing a song like a prayer, and then I look around. Oh, she is Buddhism. I want to share something, but the problem is my Cantonese only Liko and Koko. So I cannot say anything. How should I say it? How should I say it? If she understands Mandarin or Putonghua, maybe I can say something. But the problem is I cannot say in Cantonese. Ya so. And then Meya. Then a problem. But really, brothers and sisters, I want to say something. You hear this song make you peace, maybe. But I have something that gives you eternal peace. But I cannot say. But in my heart, I want to share something. God put this compassion in my heart. Compassion comes from our love. If we have love, then we have compassion. Mark chapter 12, we see Mark chapter 12. Verse 29 to 31. Talk about love God. 31 talk about the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, if you think you need gospel, then at the same time, you also need that other people also need the gospel. Because the Bible said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So, you have love, you have compassion. That's why you tell them there's a good news from God. Of course, brothers and sisters, giving food, giving help, giving clothes, and do many activity is a testimony, is good thing, but cannot save the soul unless you tell them that Jesus is Son of God who saved every sinner. That's why when we doing ministry for Indonesian sister in Hong Kong, I tell Agape teacher, you teach English is good, but don't forget, at the end, I want to share the gospel for them. Because just English is good for them so that they can work with English speaker employer, and they get good salary. But our ministry is not stopped by sharing English. Our ministry is stopped when people believe Jesus Christ, and then we change them as a disciple of Christ. Always in my mind, giving food is good, giving help is good, giving clothes is good, but cannot save the soul. If we have compassion, then we need to share the gospel. My mother-in-law has not believed Jesus Christ. But I never stopped to say, Mom, when you want to believe Jesus Christ? Maybe she's boring with this sentence, but I always said when I meet her, when you want to believe Jesus Christ? Why? Because of compassion. That's number one you need to have. Second, You need to have obey heart. Let's see the book of Acts, chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, 26. But an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Get up and go south to the route that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza." And then after that, so he got up and went, and there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure, and he had come to Jerusalem to worship. Second point, you need to have obey heart. I can tell you a little bit about Philip. Philip is a person who can preach the gospel for many people. In this time, I can compare Philip like a famous preacher. He has a preaching gift. He also have talent to heal six people. But at one time, angel called Philip, go to very, very far way, and then nobody at that place. So I can tell you, if one day you work at Central, and then after that, boss told you, I want to replace you, work at Song Sui. What do you think? You usually at Central, and then after that, God move you to Song Sui. Or even far away, maybe Chu Hai, maybe Low Wu, small city. Maybe you said, if that's your decision, I will resign, maybe. I will resign. Philip, from big city, and then he need go to small city and to meet one foreigner that he doesn't know. But he obeyed. Brothers and sisters, who can share the gospel? I can tell you first, the people who has compassion can share the gospel. Second, the people who has obey heart can share the gospel. Many of us know about this, but sometimes we are not have obey heart. We just say, I come to the church, okay. I give the money, offering, okay. But don't ask me to share the gospel. That's not my job. That's pastor's job. If you have this kind of thinking, I want to give you one example. I have a lot of examples because I always preaching for common people. Using example is very, very good. If I'm a serpent, you guys a sheep, okay? My duty is give food for the sheep. I bring the grass and the sheep eat. After the sheep is big, have you ever seen the serpent pregnant and then give birth a sheep? If the serpent give the grass for the sheep, and then the sheep bigger, and then have a lot of milk, and after that, the sheep pregnant, and then give birth another sheep. What I want to tell you is, the responsible to give another soul, not only pastor's job, but every believer, if you have obey heart, you can do it. That's second point. the third point, we learn from Paul. We see from the book 1 Corinthians chapter 9. But I discipline my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to other, I myself will not disqualify. I discipline my body. Self-discipline. When we talk about self-discipline, I can tell you, talk about sacrifice. You need to have self-discipline or sacrifice yourself in order to share the gospel. What kind of sacrifice? What kind of discipline? A lot. You need to give your time. You need to pray for the people. And you need to do something in order to share the gospel. This what Paul does before he shares the gospel. So three things. First, you need to have compassion. Second, obey heart. Third, you need to have self-discipline. With these three components, I believe you, me, we can share the gospel. The last part, how to start. Number one, pray. Second, focus. Make an agenda. Oh, this year, my focus is A, B, C. I will pray for them. I will focus, look around, see how God used me to share the gospel. Make a target. And I believe God will help you. Make friends with them. Invest your time with them. Of course, brothers and sisters, we hang out is good. We have fellowship, we have party is good. But we need to have special purpose. Special purpose. Pray, focus, make friend. With one purpose, I want to share the gospel. And I believe God will bless you. 2 weeks ago, I came to Meifu. We have another fellowship at Meifu. And then at afternoon time, I sit with sister. We talk about how to share the gospel. At the same time, there was one sister sitting near that, and she was unbeliever. But she came join fellowship for few time. I know that Meifu sister already pray for her. Meifu sister make friend with her. Then God touched my heart. You need to do something. And then I start to share the gospel with her. At the end, I said, do you want to believe Jesus Christ? And her face like this. And I said, I know your heart beats now is very fast like this. How do you know? Yes, I know. Because the gospel want to enter your heart. But something from your heart refused the gospel. That's why there are spiritual war. And he said, I explain again. And I said, do you want to believe Jesus Christ? And then she cried. After she cried, she said, yes, I want. What do you want? I want to believe Jesus Christ. Oh, brothers and sisters, after she said like that, all sisters come and hug her. I'm not doing that. All sisters come and hug her, and we pray together. So beautiful. So beautiful. Why this beautiful happened? Because number one, we have compassion. Number two, we we have obey heart. Number three, we have self-discipline. I want to see more people who get baptized in SP, real from unbeliever. Yeah. We haven't do survey when we did baptize them. This because their family Christian or really from unbeliever receive Jesus Christ. I know that SP member more and more, but most of them come from other city, they know SP. It is good, but more than that, I want to see many people come from SP because they are unbeliever. Like PSM said, I like Hong Kong because in Hong Kong, there are a lot of people from all nations come in Hong Kong. We see a lot of opportunity, but do we have compassion? Do we have obey heart? Do we have self-discipline in order to bring the gospel to them? Let us pray. How many years you have been a Christian, a believer? If you look back, how many people that you already bring come to Jesus? How many times you share gospel to them? Brothers and sisters, if you believe that because of gospel you get saved, if you believe that the gospel is the answer for all sinners, if you believe that Jesus said, preach the gospel, I believe that now your heart really, really have compassion for unbeliever. Don't be a selfish Christian. Don't just seek, have good fellowship. Like our motto, it's good to know God. It's good to be like Him. But don't forget, we'll be perfect if you make Him known. That is one packet of our spiritual life. To know Him, to make Him known. One packet, complete series, and God wants to use you and me. Ask God, God, I really want to share gospel. Lead my path, like you lead Philip to meet one people from Ethiopia. Lead my path so that I can see one people, maybe from India, maybe from Pakistan, maybe from Hong Kong local people who has not believed Jesus Christ. Lead me to share the gospel. To know God is good. To be like Him is better. But the best is to know God, to be like Him, and make Him known. Let's spend time for community prayer. First, we see from number 1, number 2, and number 3, there are a lot of people need our prayer. There are sick. Let us, God, to give a grace for them so that they can get healed. Let's pray together. Bapa di dalam surga, kami datang padamu Bapa, berdoa untuk mereka yang namanya tercantum atas karena sakit Bapa. Ada yang sakit kanker, ada yang kemo, dan ada yang transplant Tuhan. Engkau Tuhan yang penuh kuasa, segera pagi ini hamba datang padamu Bapa. Kiranya anugerah-Mu dicurahkan, sakit penyakit disembuhkan. Terima kasih Bapa. Dalam nama Tuhan Yesus kami berdoa. Amin. Second point. We see so many people, they also need salvation. When people is sick, they need hope. It's a good time to share the gospel. So we also pray for their family so that their family can use this opportunity to share the gospel for them. Let's pray together. Bisa datang kepada-Mu. Tuhan pakai keluarga yang sudah percaya untuk boleh memberitakan Injil untuk mereka. Terima kasih Bapa. Terima kasih. Segera. Terima kasih Bapa. Dalam nama Tuhan Yesus kami berdoa. Amin. Third point. We put this name in our prayer. We ask God to have a mercy with them. The same Jesus, 2,000 years ago, He healed so many people. At the same time, in this time, we can see miracle happen among them because Jesus come and touch them. In the name of Jesus, they got healed. Nothing is impossible because God's grace, God's mercy, God's power come upon them. Brothers and sisters, we also put our friends who are looking jobs. Yeah. We pray that God will open the way for them. God will give the best for them. Let's pray together for our friends. Bapa, kami percaya Engkau punya rencana yang indah buat mereka, Bapa. Tuhan, Kau tolong supaya mereka pun menemukan pekerjaan di dalam Tuhan. Terima kasih Bapa. Dalam nama Tuhan Yesus kami berdoa. Amin. This morning, we have 5 items. Number 1, pray for local ministry, pray for mission committee, pray for local outreach, pray for Hong Kong government, and also pray for Friday evening activity. Let's spend time. We ask God to do something big for local ministry, for mission, local outreach, Hong Kong government, and for all our activity tonight. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for beautiful time that we come in this house and we have fellowship with you. Thank you for the message that you put in our heart. We pray and we ask that you give your compassion to us, like you from the heaven come to the world and met the sinner to save them. We also pray for our life. Through your compassion, we come to see the sinner and bring them come to you. Please, Holy Spirit, lead us so that our life really doing your mission. Thank you for your opportunity that you want to use us. Father, Lord Jesus, we submit ourselves. After morning prayer, we need to go. We need to work. We pray that you change our mind. When we are walking, we are not just seek money, but we really to bring your kingdom come through our life, to our work. Thank you, Father. Bless us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.